So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with several rulings of Rav Chama in incidents involving disputes between Shutfin. Hanu beitreid havedairi, chad havedairi iloi, v'chad havedairi tatoi. Two brothers inherited and shared the same house. One owned the upper floor, and the other owned the lower floor. Itvar tatoi, the house partially sank into the ground, and the lower owner requested that the upper owner move out temporarily so that he can rebuild the house. Rav Chama ruled, Bedina kama akiv, the upper owner can object and claim, Loi terachna, it's too much of a bother for me to move out. However, with two stipulations. The upper owner can object only if the floor beams of the upper floor, which is the ceiling of the lower floor, are higher than 10 tefachim, because the lower owner can still use his floor, albeit with difficulty. However, the upper owner cannot object if the floor beams of the upper floor are lower than 10 tefachim, because the lower owner cannot use his floor, and can claim lamat miyud rishusa didihu. The area of up till 10 tefachim belongs to me, not to you. And the upper owner can object only if they did not stipulate to rebuild the house if it sinks. The upper owner cannot object if they did stipulate to rebuild the house if it sinks. They must demolish the house and rebuild it completely. And Rav Nachman adds that where they did make the above tonight, ad kama, how much height must remain? The lower floor must retain the usual height that most people live in. But if it sinks to less than this height, they must rebuild it jointly. A person built a wall opposite his neighbor's windows, and the neighbor claimed, you're blocking my light. The owner of the wall offered, I'll demolish and rebuild your entire house with windows higher than my wall. Rav Chama ruled, Bedin kama akib. The neighbor can object and claim, Loi terachna, it's too much of a bother for me to move out. He does not actually live in the house, but only use it to store straw and wood. The Gemara relates another case. Hanu beitrei achi de paligik ba'adi hadodi. Two brothers divided their father's estate. Chad mati aspalida, v'chad mati tarbitza. One brother got the mansion, and the second brother got the surrounding gardens. The second brother then built a wall in his garden opposite the windows of the mansion, and the first brother claimed, Ka maflis alai, you're blocking my light. The second brother claimed, Bididi ko binyana, I may build on my property. Rav Chama ruled, Bidin kamale, the second brother is right, because as Rashi explains, Va'ata ein lecho alai, cheskes irish al shalishonim, the hashtahu de pleginu. You do not have the right to get light through my garden, which can only be established after 3 years. And the Gemara adds that the first brother has no claim of a dait dehachi palgi. Did the irna bekihecha the dara of Hassan? We divided the estate so that we each have all the rights of usage that our father had, and he had light from the yard. Because Rav Chama concurs with Shmuel, who says, "Achan shechalku, brothers who divide their father's estate do not each get their father's rights." Therefore, the following rules apply: Ein lehen loy derech zel zeh. One may not pass through the other's property to reach his property. One has no claim on the other that he's blocking his window. One may not place a ladder in the other's yard to reach his upper floor. And one may not dig a water channel through the other's property. While Rabbi disagrees and holds Yeshlehen, brothers who divide their father's estate do get all the above rights which their fathers had. Zakta the Mishnah. Each homeowner in the courtyard is compelled to pay the cost of the gatehouse and the door to the courtyard for the guard to sit in and to prevent passersby from peering into the yard. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Loi kol chatzer is ruyis lebeishar. Not all yards require a guard." As the Bryce explains, "Chatzer asmuchel rishus rabim ruyis lebeishar. Only a courtyard which is near the public domain requires a gatehouse. V'she'ein asmuchel rishus rabim ein ruyis lebeishar." A courtyard which is not near the public domain does not require a gatehouse. While the Rabbanan hold, even a courtyard which is not near the public domain requires a gatehouse because sometimes the public domain becomes congested and people wander into the mavui in front of the chatzar. The Gemara asks, a gatehouse at the entrance of the courtyard is not an advantage, but rather a disadvantage, as in the incident of Hahu Chasida, Tavaragul Eliyahu Dav Mishtoi Bahadei, Avad Beishar, Vesula Mishtoi Bahadei. A pious person who merited having Eliyahu HaNavi come to speak with him. And after he built a gatehouse, Eliyahu HaNavi would no longer come to speak with him because, as Rashi explains, Lafisha Mafsik Banim Atzikin Bein Kalim Nishma. The gatehouse blocks out the cries of the poor who call from the outside. The Gemara offers four explanations. Migavoi Griusahi. If the Beis Shar is built inside the yard, it's a disadvantage because, as Rashi explains, Lafisha Delas Achatr Nol U Beis Shar Shebifnim Mafsik Esakol. Since the outside door is locked, the poor must call from the outside, and the Beis Shar in between blocks out their cries. However, Mivroi Malyasi, if the Beis Shar is built outside the yard, it's an advantage because Einam Mafsik Lefanav Shari Nichnas Lateichai. Since the Beis Shar has no door, the poor can walk inside up to the Chatzar door, which is towards the inside, and their cries will be heard. Or, Havaha Mivroi, even if the Beis Shar is built outside, the Islay Dallas, if the Beis Shar has a door and the poor cannot walk inside, Griusihi. Hadalaslay Dallas, if the Beis Shar has no door and the poor can walk inside, Malyusihi. Or, Havaha de Islay Dallas, even if the Beis Shar has a door, Hadislay Paisachas, if the door has a lock and the poor cannot open it, Griusihi. Hadalaslay Paisachas, if the door has no lock, the poor can open it and go into the Beis Shar, Malyusihi. Or, Havaha de Islay Paisachas, even if the door does have a lock. If the key is on the outside and the poor can open it, Malyusihi. If the key is on the inside and the poor cannot open it, Griusihi. The Mishnah continues. A resident is compelled to pay the cost of the city wall and its doors and lock. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not all cities require wall, as the Brice explains. Ir hasmucha l'sfar ru'uy l'chayma. Only a city situated near the border requires a wall. A city not situated near the border does not require a wall. While the Rabbana hold, sometimes an army might move inward and attack the city. The Mishnah concludes, if a person moved into a city, after how long is he considered a resident and that he becomes obligated to partake in the city's expenses? The Mishnah says, Yud Beis Chaydish, he's considered a resident only after living in the city 12 months. However, Kanaba Beis Dira, Hareyu Kanshe Irmiyad. If he bought a house in the city, he's considered a resident immediately because it's apparent that he plans to stay here.